Pants off, time to record. Let's do this.
Pants off podcast from Macaulay.
As usual.
This is not... Really? Because I haven't noticed. Huh. Interesting. This is going to be weird for all of us.
Indeed. Wait till later.
This is Gilpa Association Football. How do you do?
World. Duty good.
Duty good?
We do.
We do.
We do very good.
So what's on the docket for this edition?
Well, we have the lead coming up. Our usual Yank news rundown, discussion of the U.S. women versus Japan, the MLS news rundown, we'll go over the games from this weekend, touch on our top five, bottom five for MLS, Wisconsin soccer update, and the weekly awards followed by the monthly awards.
I thought we didn't have a lead. Were able to scrap one together?
Yeah, the lead is there is no lead.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, right, got it, understood. Well,
the lead story is there is no lead story.
It's a bit of a conundrum.
There's a lack of lead stories.
I guess the lead story can be the U.S. will play China in May.
What?
The U.S. women are playing China at PPL Park in May.
Oh, okay.
That's our lead story. Go ladies.
I'd consider going if I'm actually there.
I'd go. I want to go, but I would.
You're not going to go to Philly?
Not with no money.
That's a pretty important factor.
It is a minor detail. So, U.S. playing China. Your thoughts?
Indifferent.
Is China still at that elite level that they used to be?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. Just making sure. Because I know years ago they used to be... Well, they were the team that the U.S. actually beat in 99 World Cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were a power in the mid to late 90s, and then other countries started playing soccer. And that ended quickly.
And then women lost their rights in China again.
What do you mean lost them? They would have required for having them in the first place.
Okay.
All right. So, good for the ladies. Good stuff.
I don't know if I'm
some transaction news here. Steven Jerome. Remember that guy?
Wow. Yeah.
He's now playing in the Swedish 4th Division with Shaq Phillips.
Oh, they're on the same club.
No, they're not. But they're in the same division. So, good for those former youth standouts.
I suppose. We're
now doing absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Good for Brian Grzycic. Yesterday, or 2 days ago,
he's one of them Americans playing in the Jewish League, right?
He is, and he's actually the Jew League champion.
the Jew League champion?
Yes.
That's so great.
Kiryat Shimona clinched the league title this season, this weekend, so Brian Grzycic is the first American to win the league in this 2012 year, so good for Brian. He's the top-ranked demon in the league, so he's been a large part for him, for his club's success. Also gaining interest from the Argentine Premiership.
Wow. So, really, really odd group of...
Well, he is...
he wants Boca.
He's American-born, but I think he grew up in Argentina.
Oh, okay. So that at least makes some sense.
Yeah, he was born in L.A. I believe his parents might be Argentine, I think, that's the deal.
Okay.
But, yeah, so good for Brian. Winning a league title and get some interest from maybe some decent clubs over in Argentina.
Yeah, I just hope that supporters don't murder you.
Yeah, that's always a good idea. it's the other transaction of note. Junior Flores may or may not be signing in France.
Really?
He's supposedly in France right now, but he might be just
having... For who? Anybody in particular?
He's in France. We know he's in France.
I hear they have some really good bleh cheese there.
Yes. That's all we got transaction-wise.
Cool.
Fun stuff.
That is fun.
Yeah, good news all around.
It's not a bad amount considering the transfer period's closed.
Yeah, really. This is more than we usually have when it's not, when the window's not open.
There was one guy who I think signed
not even bad.
In like easy. The Finnish third division, but I couldn't care less.
he lives in a cardboard box.
Yes. In Finland. Yeah, that's what I got there. Some results from this week. Good number of goals bouncing around here. A little bounce. Josie with a tap-in header from couple of yards out against Vitesse.
Sure.
Vitesse.
They drew 2-2, right? And now they are in second.
They are no longer in the lead, that's right.
Was it Ajax or Feyenoord? Who jumped them?
I think Feyenoord.
Okay.
Which will make Greg Seltzer very unhappy.
Greg's just, I figured this out, that he's not a very happy guy when it comes to U.S. soccer in general. And it's taken me a long time to actually, like, think of that and decipher that.
He hates Feyenoord.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
He just writes F-word. F-word is his nickname for Feyenoord.
Is there any reason?
He just doesn't like
it. From Eindhoven.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Or is he from Ajax? Is he an Ajax fan?
Ajax is what I thought it was.
He's from Amsterdam, then, I guess. Or the area.
Either or.
He just hates Feyenoord, whatever, regardless. So, Jesse scored. Is that 13 in all competitions this season? He's a double digits for sure.
Yeah, I think it's 13. No. Or it's 13 nice number. Dempsey's number.
No, Dempsey's way higher than that.
No.
Dempsey's 19 total.
Oh, really?
16 in the
playoffs? He's 6 in the premiership. Goal scored. Tied with, I think, Dzeko and somebody else.
Cool.
He scored a lot of goals.
Yeah.
Yes.
His thing. Let's see. Other goals scored.
Goals bring happy
points. Actually, Dempsey scored again this week.
Yes, and an assist.
Dempsey bumbled the ball over the line and had a nice assist for Damian Duff in their 2-1 win over
Zach Whitbread.
Zach Whitbread's Norwich. Who else scored? Other goal assist combos, Eric Lehigh scoring and assisting with a bullet throw-in.
That was really awesome.
Because that guy can throw balls really far. Good lord.
So do we have our Rory DeLapp?
Yes, we do.
We do, yeah. Including the injuries at a young age.
So we're going to be shooting him up with steroids before every match so I can throw it farther?
No, his middle name is probably cortisone at this point.
Yeah. So good for Eric. Actually, he's played 2 games this year and scored both games.
Hmm.
So maybe...
Striker?
Maybe McLeish will want to keep him starting going into next year, but probably not.
Probably not.
Probably alone.
And then Guzan will leave, so he'll be the only Yank there.
Yep.
That's the pessimistic story.
Yeah. Some lower division news. Neil Kitson making his debut for Northampton Town.
Ooh.
1-1 draw against Crewe Alexandria, so good for Neil. Playing goalkeeper for Northampton. The German 4th division, we had 5 goals scored this week. John George scored. Terrence
Boyd. Is that George John's brother?
Yeah. Terrence Boyd and Andrew
Wood. It's his alter ego.
Yeah. That's the black version. And then Terrence Boyd and Andrew Wooten scoring 2 apiece because those guys just score lots of goals.
It's kind of what he does.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Speaking of scoring lots of goals, Hurt Gomez scored another goal against Toronto before the huge brawl at the end of the game there.
Jurgen doesn't get Mexican games on TV, though.
So. No, he does.
So it didn't happen.
No, he does. Just he ignores Hurt Gomez.
See, now... Can we just stop that? Because honestly, he hasn't had any games to call him in since he started going off on teams.
And he said or 2 weeks ago he wasn't in his picking order.
And what's happened in the last 2 weeks exactly?
Scored 2 more goals. So, okay, so the 5 games in a row didn't do it. He scored
7. He's not making it. Except
7.
He scored 9 goals in the last 7 games, and Jurgen still isn't looking at him.
And at the point when he made those comments, how many goals did he score? All I'm saying is that more goals is more convincing than less goals.
Not to Jurgen, because he's an asshat.
He hasn't said anything last 2 weeks.
He's an asshat.
He's an ass with a hat.
That ginger keeper for Bolton.
No, he's a hat made of asses.
Bogdan?
He's a hat made of asses.
And his terrible-looking goalie shirt.
Anyway, Gomez, whatever.
Jurgen's an asshole for not calling him Herc months ago.
Well, it's not like Herc was in the pecking order before. I mean, he didn't make it to the World Cup.
Or play, a couple games in the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Other assists. DeMarcus Beasley notched an assist for Puebla in their 1-0 win over Querétaro. And then 3 clean sheets this week. Steve Clark with his 2nd of the year for Honfus. He's got 2 clean sheets through 2 games. And Tim Howard with 2 clean sheets this week.
Yeah, he did.
Timmy! Both 2-0 wins, 1 over West Brom and 1 over Sunderland in the FA Cup quarterfinals.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving on.
Everton having, thanks to Timmy, or partially to Timmy, turning things around.
Yeah, facing Liverpool, I believe, in the semifinals.
Boy, they'd like a win.
Yeah, Liverpool. And then it's Arsenal-Chelsea? Or Arsenal.
Tottenham, Chelsea.
Tottenham, Chelsea. So we've got a Merseyside derby and a London derby. That's my final. That's
cool.
Should be fun to watch.
Indeed.
Injuries update. Bill Hamid hurt his ankle. Will be out for 2 to 4 weeks. Ligament sprain and bone contusion. Bobby Wood out for the year. Another knee surgery. So bad news for Bobby. He'll probably be free agent after this year because he's out of contract. And
yeah.
Probably get released. Some good news, though. Gooch will be training with the end of next week, hopefully. So, Gooch getting close to...
I like Gooch.
I like Gooch playing good soccer, which he has done a lot of recently. So.
Yes, yes.
I just like Gooch. He seems like a good person.
Yeah. Good guy. I like Gooch.
He's fighting martial arts expert Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Just choking assholes.
That should have been the main event at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania Euro. Euromania. Other news. Alexander Lahren suspended 3 games for punching Terrence Boddy in the Olympic qualifiers. So fuck that guy. Egypt won, so good for Bob. They beat Uganda 2-1. A game-winning goal by Abi Traoré, who unretired.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. So, ooh. Bob continuing good stuff with Egypt. And a more sour note, ASL legend, Giorgio Canellia passed away over the weekend. Had some heart problems that finally caught up to him. Scored 50 goals one season in the NASL. It's a lot of goals.
Well, the Cosmos were kicking a lot of ass back then.
50 goals? What was the MLS record? Is that 27 still?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, Ronaldo might close in on 50 just in La Liga.
Yeah.
No, just total. He actually has more goals this year, Ronaldo, than Liverpool does. 37-36.
Where'd you find that stat?
Someone posted it on Twitter, retweeted it.
It's a good stat.
I like that.
I'm not sure if it was Liverpool Premier League goals or total goals, but it was 37-36 Ronaldo.
Only six times has the Gold Boot winner had 20-plus goals in MLS. Donovan did it in 08. Luciano Emilia did it in 07. 20 apiece.
That's the other Petra.
Well, it's a very physical, defensive-minded league.
Yeah, Carlos Ruiz hit 24 in 2002.
And boy, have things come crashing down since then.
Mamadou Diallo in 2000, Stern John in 98 had 26, and then the record is still Rocket Roy with 27 the opening year. Yeah, so that's a lot of goals for Giorgio. Wasn't very well liked, but still had a large contribution to American soccer.
The only language I speak when it comes to soccer is goals, if you're a striker, and he speaks it very well.
He's fluent.
Yes.
Good one.
Thank you.
Let's see, what else we got? The women played over the weekend, they played yesterday. Beat Japan. No, they didn't. They tried.
They drew Japan.
Beat Japan 1-1. Yes.
Well, considering their results recently, that is a win for them.
Oh, for sure.
A 1-1 win against Japan. Alex Morgan scored the game tying goal.
Wasn't that the headliner in the U.S. England World Cup match?
U.S. beats England 1-1.
Yeah.
Alex Morgan almost didn't have that goal count because the side referee tried to wave it off her offside. But the head judge noticed, or head referee noticed, that the defender had put the ball backwards, so there's no offside to be played. So
so good times were had by all.
Yeah, so Morgan scored again for the women. They drew 1-1. Women of the match went to Rachel Bueller for her performance in the back line.
Bueller.
She was striking me as the best defender, almost absent. Boy. I'll be here all week.
Boo!
See what you did there. I guess basically
these are turbo puns.
Your regular.
These are your grandma's puns.
Your regular 11.
How come we're in the Olympics again?
With the exception of Kelly O'Hara, starting right back for the women, with Krieger not there. So O'Hara will probably be playing a large part in the women's run this summer. So good for the women for finally getting a point against Japan. Actually, this is the first time since the 2000-2001 stretch of the women have not beaten the opponent in 3 attempts.
Wow.
Last point was?
China?
Japan.
Oh, wow.
Three straight draws.
Good for them.
2001. So Japan has our number. We haven't beaten Japan in
or
a long time.
Or our character.
Yes, our character.
Well, I mean, numbers still definitely apply, but...
Yes.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right. MLS news. Colin Clark had fined and suspended for 3 games for his homosexual slur toward the 10-year-old ball boy.
I think that's sufficient.
I didn't think a suspension was necessary.
Really?
I think it is.
Really? From like a league image standpoint? You're not going to suspend your player
for calling a little kid a faggot?
Kobe didn't get suspended when he called the ref a faggot.
Hmm? What's a ref? It's a little kid.
He's a man. He's 40.
I don't think suspension is necessary.
He's a shitty referee, and he's damn proud of it.
I don't think the suspension is necessary, but fine. It could have been steeper, but...
Okay.
That's my thoughts on the matter. Kamani Hills from Colorado making a... They don't understand how the MLS acquisition rules work, because...
Nobody does. Nobody knows what it means.
When Portland...
It's just Garber doing whatever the hell he wants.
When Portland picked up... what's his face? The African kid.
Rankin.
They were... He was signed off waivers and didn't have to use allocation or a lottery. But now that Kamani Hill signed... Even though no one entered the lottery, besides Colorado, they are out of any more lotteries this season.
Did Hill make any national team appearances ever?
But it wasn't because there was no one in the lottery. No one wanted him except for Colorado.
But did he make full national team appearances?
He made 2 appearances in 2007, I believe.
Okay, then that's probably where the separation exists.
But there was no lottery to be had. They just signed him because no one else wanted him.
Well then.
Well, there's your lottery. Everyone passed.
Yeah. they had the best chances ever to win him.
It's MLS doing whatever the hell they want. But the best news of this season, Luke Rogers got deported!
Just so Ryan's not sending off the wrong message, he didn't get deported.
He got deported!
We're just saying that because it sounds better.
His visa got denied.
He got deported!
He got deported and he wasn't even in the country.
Rumor has it he spent some extra time in America after his visa expired last time, and immigration is really like that.
He got deported!
Goddamn.
He's a felon, I'm glad he's gone.
Luke Rogers got deported.
He's a bald douchebag.
And he got deported.
Okay, what else?
He got deported.
That's a kind of evil laugh. I like
it. He's starting to lose his voice doing this.
All the snacks.
Yes. So, MLS results this weekend besides Luke Rogers getting deported. DC United thrashing Dallas 4-1.
Indeed.
2 goals from Mike Consanto.
So. Dallas does not look like the same team as last year.
Neither does any team in the entire league.
With the exception of, I'd say, Kansas City and Salt Lake, it's all just up in the air.
I think Chicago's...
still mediocre.
They are consistently mediocre.
Well, no. What are they?
1-1-1.
I don't know if that's right.
That's your opinion.
MLS.com.
But anyway,
what about the Crew? The Crew are still... consistent.
Standing. Chicago's
Montreal's the same as they were.
Chicago's 1-1-1.
Okay.
Winless? Winless?
Hell yeah.
The other goals from Danny Cruz, Nick DeLeon, and Blas Perez. Nick DeLeon's playing really good soccer recently. Last 2 weeks has been pretty good.
Rookie of the year right now.
And what's more, he's doing it for not a lot of money.
Yes. But the big story is Joe Willis playing out of his mind.
What you talking about, Willis?
Some talk that Bill Hamid might not have a job when he gets back from injury.
Same thing with Sean Johnson, apparently.
Well,
I don't know.
I think
there are plenty of MLS teams that'd be willing to take Bill Hamid off DC United's hands if they actually were considering that.
I think he'll still sit there, but
Union included.
They'll just do what LA did last year and split time.
Yeah,
but Ben Olsen.
Yeah, but look how that turned out. One of them had to leave.
Well, because they didn't have to. It was a smart move to let him go roster wise, but whatever.
You know whoever was going to be second in that pecking order
wanted to get the hell out of there. It's getting shipped out. Danny Cruz playing well. Favorite of mine. Love Danny Cruz. Nick DeLeon playing well. So good stuff happening in D.C. TFC Columbus. 1-0 win for Columbus. Not much to say about that game.
Toronto.
Pretty boring game overall.
Oh, yeah. I'm really disappointed in Toronto, but I guess that should be like their slogan for the club.
Disappointment.
TFC.
A commitment to disappointment. Eh.
This is TFC.
TFC? Playoffs?
No. We're not talking about playoffs.
We're not talking about playoffs.
Will they become a long-suffering club?
Why did we make it into the playoffs for the Olympics again?
New York Red Bulls, 5.
No, wait. How about this? I do have a question. Over under Toronto making their first playoff appearance, 2014.
Before.
Under.
So before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before. Because I guarantee every team be in the playoffs next year. Every team gets a playoff. You get a playoff seed. And you get a playoff seed. That's next year.
And it'll just be terrible.
And you get a play-in for a playoff seed.
Yes.
Which will make the regular season irrelevant.
Completely worthless. It's closer right now. Or it's mostly worthless.
Or it's mostly worthless.
So New York 5, Montreal 2. New York, even without the deported Luke Rogers, doing pretty well. Thierry Henry, the hat trick. Dex McCarty playing well, drawing a penalty kick and then getting an assist.
And just staying ginger.
Henry's, I think, this year's MVP so far. He's carrying that team.
Well, they're paying him money to do just that.
And he's delivering.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. Yeah, last year, too.
I feel like last year...
carry him enough, apparently.
Yeah, because, the Red Bulls weren't exactly a raging success.
Well, because they had the shit show of Marquez to deal with. Marquez ruined that team last year.
How was that going this year?
How about the Red Bulls-Colorado game last Sunday where they're doing, like, this nice piece on Marquez?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, no, he's a douchebag.
Don't try and paint him in a sympathetic light. Don't do that.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Other goals from whichever nasty brother that is on Montreal. I don't even know anymore. Mehdi Bellucci scoring a goal, thanks to Henry. And Justin Mapp getting a goal. Donovan Ricketts looks like crap. Yeah. That guy is not very good at goalkeeping.
This is something that Ryan has been trumpeting for years.
I just don't like that. He's not very good. He's just dumb. He makes dumb decisions.
He's a good shot stopper.
Sometimes, because Nasty's block or goal should have been stopped easily. He just kind of let it bounce off his hands into the side netting.
Once again, Kalen Malice makes the bench. Doesn't play.
Made the bench?
Sad.
He'll get there.
If they keep sucking, they're going to eventually put him in.
They're going to have
experimentation.
In the most I-hate-soccer game of the week, Vancouver and Philly played soccer, supposedly, or something looking like it.
I watched the game. They didn't do it. That didn't happen.
They stood there for a while. So clean sheets to Joe Cannon and Zach McMath. Actually, Zach played pretty well.
As far as goals are concerned, like, besides the fact that there were no actual goals, you treated corner kicks as goals just because you knew that there had to be a chance. The ball had to be going into the box.
So you're saying there's a chance.
It's pretty shitty that game was not.
The first half alone, there was 3 shots total. None were on target.
That's just bad. I think the best chance was the one that McMath smothered 20 yards out of the box.
Yeah.
Let's see. Portland Timbers, one
was a waste
slide away.
2 hours.
Real Salt Lake, 3. Portland Timbers, 2. Magby with 2 pretty decent goals, I'd say.
Man, that one was just redonkulous from the left side.
I'm just going to pass to myself and then bury it again.
I feel like to get that bend
on the ball, to go over the goalie, under the bar.
He just crushed that. He hit that with bad intent.
A lot of venom.
He had malice behind that one. Just angry.
Is he a possible contender for MVP?
Through 2 games.
We saw the promise last year, too. He had some ridiculous plays.
He had my goal of the season.
He... he creates nice goals, but I don't
know. What happens first? He wins MLS MVP or he plays for the U.S. national team?
Push, because neither are going to happen.
Damn it!
Oh, Benji.
I can dream.
Just throwing water on your fire.
And Kyle Beckerman with a very nice winner.
Beckerman only scores stupid goals. They're all from like 35 yards out and over his head. Just dumb goals.
Kept it down, hard for the goalie to get to. And when you tuck it in the corner, going on the ground, goalie's not going to get to it.
Yeah, and he never even saw it. Just stuck in
the corner. Yeah, went with the traffic too.
Yeah. Assists from Eric Alexander, both assists for Nagby. Grabovoi drew a penalty kick that Saboya finished, and the best name in the league, Johnny Steele.
Yep.
Scoring for
Hunter Jumper.
No, Johnny Steele. Johnny Steele wins. I love Hunter Jumper. Me? Johnny Steele is the best.
He could be a superhero.
I love Johnny Steele. It's the best name in the league, I think. Hunter Jumper is up in that list.
There are a few really good names.
Quincy Ameriqua. Who's the kid from San Jose with a really long name? Patakwong.
Yeah, M. Patakwong.
That's what I want to say. Yeah. Speaking of San Jose, they win again because Wino scored again.
From the spot.
San Jose's doing good.
San Jose.
Well.
No, they're doing good things for the community.
winning games.
It was a questionable penalty call. Leonard really sold that contact in the
good
box.
Good teams get the good calls.
At Seattle, though, that's not going to happen very often.
No.
That Seattle has a penalty call against them in a questionable manner.
At home.
I love Steven Lenhart. I love the way he plays. He just plays nasty soccer.
And hair.
So who have
he gets
two road wins
he
against?
He gets dirty. He fights nasty. He'll play questionable. I want him to play in Central America just because he'll play that style. I mean, if
he'll show him his
that ball. And he'll just look so him goofy
and,
playing with
him and Terrence
Latin
Boyd.
Players.
Yeah, they'll just beat shit down. I mean, I wish he was a better player overall. Like, I wish he had higher quality. But he's shown flashes of, you know, not brilliance, but adequacy, I guess.
I can't wait to see Jermaine Jones play in a away qualifier in Central America.
He's
going to
get sent off in 2 minutes.
I still want to see it, though. Well, it doesn't make it any less entertaining.
He's not going to last more than 5 minutes.
Well, basically.
Well, maybe Jurgen won't even play him.
Maybe. Wild card. Well,
we'll get through all of qualifying without having to play a Central American team.
I don't think that's possible anymore. At one point,
oh,
it was...
Oh, no, come on.
What the hell, Rob?
So what's next on the docket, Ron?
Me figuring this out.
Okay, well, while you do that,
It's absolutely unfeasible.
Our next game, we had L.A. shitting the bed, losing 3-1 at home to the Reds.
You brought this up. You're
something
on,
about...
Yeah,
you
we'll
on
go
here.
On this, and
nope.
Then when you pull it up,
you
we'll go back
on
to
yourself
it.
Here. Let's see, we could play Mexico.
So, 3-1.
Mexico to Guyana would be possible, and Cuba, Canada. So, if Guyana tops Costa Rica and El Salvador, and Honduras craps the bed, it's...
Nope, not possible, because Group B has 3 Central American clubs.
No, it doesn't.
No, nations.
No, it doesn't.
Mexico doesn't count?
No, it's Mexico. They're not part of the...
I'm talking about similar atmospheres here.
No. We're talking...
Mexico counts.
So they're not Central America. They're Mexico.
All right, Googling that. Is Mexico in Central America?
Not according to FIFA, they're not.
I don't really give a shit what FIFA thinks.
According to FIFA, they're not.
FIFA's not the authority on geography.
Okay, then in that case, Guyana shouldn't be in there at all. Because Guyana's in South America.
Well, we're just talking about non-Central American teams.
Guyana is...
Central America, according to Wikipedia.
Is bored by Mexico. Suck a dick.
What?
Suck my dilly.
Where does it say that? Where have you seen this?
On the Google page. It doesn't include Mexico. Suck my dilly, bitch. Mexico is not Central America. It's Mexico.
Okay, so what you're saying is it is theoretically possible.
I have one question for you, though. How does my ass taste?
I can tell you that the crow is in the oven, and it's going to have some good seasoning.
Oh, man, don't worry, Benny. You got to put up on Facebook for that comment.
Really?
FIFA. FIFA is not the authority on geography. Geography.
I mean, if we're gonna put Israel and Europe and
if Russia should be its own continent.
It's technically in Europe. The western half is in Europe.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Can we just call it like the toilet of Asia and Europe?
Toilet?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it is the Euro Mountains.
Can we talk about how we're going to restructure the world's geography?
One FIFA roll at a time.
Yeah, really.
Regardless. So, anyway, New England,
LA's,
LA won.
LA's embarrassing wet dream. Jeez.
What?
It's worse than shitting the bed. That was awful.
Their embarrassing wet dream. Explain that one to me, please.
I mean, just I really don't. You're asking me to incite Rob. Things that Rob would say in me, and I'm not going to say them. I'm going to say none of those things.
He needs to embrace the hate a little
Rob's
bit.
Thing,
I got to embrace the hate a little bit.
Rob's obscene things make sense. That one was just completely cool. Completely out there.
No, I just think it's more embarrassing than shitting the bed.
All right, so New England wins 3-1.
Are we really talking about this?
Actually, yes, debate. What's worse? What dreams are shitting the bed?
Rob, you're the authority. You're
what dreams imply that you had a good time?
And
at least in your mind.
It's a normal bodily function that happens. People don't poop themselves.
That's true.
That's true. Not true. People do poop themselves.
Rob, did you poop the bed?
Yeah, didn't you see It's Always Sunny? Come on.
Functional adults don't poop the bed.
Who pooped the bed? All right.
A non-functional 3-1
adult. Revs.
Yes. Thank you.
Kellen Rowe.
Thank you, Rob. He's back on track.
Kellen Rowe gets his first goal.
Who'd have thought that Rob would be the one to put us back on track and away from something for
Rudy? Yeah, so this New England.
New England goes in to Home Depot Center and dismantles the Galaxy.
LA loses to Kellen Rowe, Chris Tierney, and Ryan Guy. That's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Indeed. Yep. I want to think about the midfields that went up against each other, even without Donovan.
And Kevin Alston had the assist for New England. Alston hasn't played well in the last year and a half.
And that must be his first, like, point.
They went
in months.
Well, the MLS has only been playing for about a month, so maybe many months.
Fun.
When is the last time Alston? That's a good question. We'll look it up later.
Okay, so.
Anywho.
3-1.
Yeah, Edson Bundle played like crap. That guy can't score goals again.
But we are still delighted to a patented, goofy, keen celebration.
Rolling Thunder. I love that shit.
Macaulay likes it. I don't. Ben?
I love Rolling Thunder.
I think I like his ingenuity.
Okay. So Ben, yeah, I will give him that. It's different.
So Ben likes Rolling Thunder on the record. Got it.
Then we go to Sunday's games. Colorado 2-0 home winners over the Fire. Kamani Hill and Mr. Cummings.
Omar Cummings.
Okay.
Assist.
That's poetry in motion.
Is this from The Wire?
Well, I just made it a Gambino thing.
I know. And the assist from Brian Mullen on Cummings' goal. Clean sheet for Matt Pickens. And the last game of the week is...
Macaulay's boner fest.
Yeah. Sporting...
He hasn't shaved yet, has he?
Shaved what?
Matt Pickens, the beard.
It seems tighter than it was recently, I guess. Oof. I don't know.
Let it grow.
But Sporting KC doing their thing.
Mr. Charles.
Yes. Charles Sapong with the game winner for KC over...
But who assisted it, Macaulay?
The God of Thunder, Graham Zeus.
Sixth assist of the season, you said.
Yeah, through four games. It's ridiculous.
Will he finish over under 15?
Oh, way over. He might hit
over
20. Well, I mean, they're not
barring injuries, he should.
They're not going to lose anybody to anything this summer. They're all going to be there because there's no African Cup.
You don't think Sapong's good enough to get some U.S. caps?
Nothing for an extended period of time on this.
Yeah, yeah. World Cup qualifying, maybe. Maybe.
Towards the end of the season, he could if we have the our group wrapped
up.
Yeah,
if we already have a place clinch in the next round.
That's definitely a time that he'd get in.
Hmm.
But yeah, so Sporting KC.
Will Zusi have won 20 assists?
I don't think he will.
I mean, last year, 16 topped the league.
You're also seeing Zusi in great form, and it's a long season. So I would expect a couple of valleys.
Don had 16 in 2010.
While Ryan is looking that up, Kansas City, perfect so far. 12 points in 4 matches.
And yep. 1 goal allowed, I think.
1 goal allowed, 7 scored.
Yeah. Kansas City is
win
doing what
the
Galaxy
East by double-digit points?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel as though the league has too much parity to make that happen.
It doesn't look like they're going to be dropping many points at home, though.
No, it does not.
And if they can keep anything up to this kind of road success, it's just going to be coasting to the East title.
I'm trying to find assist leaders.
Which will be very exciting watching them play in CONCACAF Champions League next year. Because they are one of the teams that won't give a shit who they're playing. They're still going to go out into that 4-3-3 and attack.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's going to be very exciting.
All they do is attack. It's sexy. All
right.
And that's going to be a different kind of team than any CONCACAF Champions League team we've sent to the competition before.
The last 20 assists year was 08 when Schlotto hit 20.
Okay.
28 for Holden. In 07, 5 guys hit 20.
5?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
GBS again. Victorine hit 20 for Kansas City. Moreno hit 26 for DC. Stu Holden with 28 for Houston. And Carlos Marinelli at 20 for KC. I don't even know who that guy is. Carlos Marinelli? Anyone?
Sounds like a big hit.
Anyone? Marinelli? Anyone?
Nope. Bueller.
I got nothing. Okay, do we count the stupid hockey assist as actual assists?
Well, if MLS is
second
assist?
Yeah, the hockey assist.
They count those MLS?
Yeah, for some stupid reason.
They just want the numbers to be inflated.
Basically.
It looks sexier.
Well, he hit 20.
Well, shit, if they're doing that, Zusi might hit 25 assists.
Well, 16 with secondary assists, or secondary assists so far.
So it was probably more at like 10.
What?
So the guy probably had more like 10 assists.
Oh, I don't know. Although GBS's could have been actual assists, because he was just throwing dimes when he was with Columbus. With Cunningham finishing. And
so it's certainly possible that Zusi will definitely reach 20. I didn't realize that it had happened so often already.
I'm going to say 18 he'll end up with. No, fuck that. 23.
Okay.
23.
Okay. 23. Actually 40.
Yeah. 107 assists. Well, he's on pace for, there's what? He's got 6 through 4. And there's what? 38 games this year?
Isn't it just 34?
34. He's on pace for 51 assists.
Certainly not unreachable.
Let's say 31 assists. Lock it up.
Signed, right. Sealed, delivered.
Bottom five, who we got?
Bottom five is Ben? Or should I go first?
Let Ben go first.
No, I'd say let's let Rob go first.
Let's let Ben go first.
Let's let Rob do it.
Ben, bottom five, go.
Bottom five? Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say that Philadelphia stays at the bottom.
Okay.
And then...
they're more than a candidate for that position.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's a pretty non-inflammatory statement. Actually, fuck that. Toronto's at the bottom. With Philadelphia very, very close behind them.
Hell yeah.
And then I'll give one to Montreal. Followed very shortly by Chivas. And then... the Fire.
Good. I'm glad you had that prepared for us.
Yes, good research.
All right, my bottom five at the, what would it be? 15th. I have FC Dallas.
20th, you mean?
So 16th.
Right.
At 15th, I have FC Dallas. Very underwhelming again. And they currently sit 7th in the West. At 4, I have Chivas. Just... not good, but hey, they have 3 points. Good for them. 17th, we have Philadelphia Union getting a draw against Vancouver, who I think is pretty good. I think we agree.
They're playing well.
Very good. They've
had they'll be in the playoffs.
They had some goal issues recently, but it'll heat up.
18, I have Toronto just playing really crappy.
Not in good soccer.
And the team playing crappier than them is Montreal. They got the one draw, which I think just kind of happened because it was their first home match.
Yeah.
And now they're just getting dumped on.
Just shit on.
Which they don't have bad players, so there is hope because they have good young players on their team, but
yeah.
It's just first season woes. Not everyone can be the Fire.
And that'll never happen again. That was just a weird fluke because it was in 98 and there wasn't a real league set then.
And there was a lot less teams.
That too. Alright, my bottom five. At 15, I have the Chicago Fire. Not doing much to impress me. At 16, Chivas. The last 2 weeks, they lost 1-0 to the best team in the league at their place, and then they won the week before. So they've had two.
They're an enigma.
They've had two decent results recently. At 17, I've got Toronto. 0-0-3 isn't very good. At 18, I got Philadelphia. They still suck. They're really bad.
Yes, I agree. It's not going to be a fun summer watching them.
I think Toronto would beat Philly at a neutral site. That's why I have them there.
So do I.
Yeah. And then dead last, Montreal, because they're just butthole.
I have a problem putting anybody except for Toronto at the bottom, only because they have literally 0 points. And that's tough. At some point, that's going to become really glaring.
They have a game in hand, though, so I'll give them that little bit of credit for that.
Yeah. All right, top five, Ben.
No, I didn't realize we were doing this. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Pretty simple top five. I'm going to go with...
pretty simple, you think, huh?
Shut up.
I'm intrigued by that. I think it's a very up in the air.
After the first two, I agree.
Number one, Sporting Kansas City. Is if you really have to argue with that, there's something wrong. Number two...
Well, there's a certain team from Chester that would disagree.
Oh, you...
One Danny Caleb would have a few choice words for you, my friend.
Just keep telling yourself that, Rob. Here we go. Number two, Real Salt Lake. I'm going to put... San Jose at number three. They're in good form away from home as well. Two consecutive wins. Certainly looks good on the old resume. And after that, I'll give it to Vancouver. Still undefeated. Vancouver is. And then bringing up the rear, Colorado.
No Seattle?
No. Seattle's on 6 points from three matches.
Robbie?
And they still haven't played one away match. Not one.
For me, at five, I have Seattle. They took the first loss, but those were the first points they dropped in the league this season, so still okay.
To a good team.
Number four was kind of painful, but they deserved it from the last two matches. Red Bulls.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't like doing it, but... I think that they're playing very well right now, and these are power rankings, yeah. So...
I have them 8th right now. I'm just not sold on them.
3, I have San Jose, playing very well. Thanks pretty much in part to Mondolowski. Real Salt Lake got the huge comeback win, 2 late goals to win at Portland, which is never easy to do. And then number 1, Sporting Kansas City, haven't dropped a point. They've only given up 1 goal. Yeah, they're good.
At 5, I'm kind of torn here. It's a toss-up for me between Colorado and Vancouver. But Vancouver didn't score against Philadelphia, so that can't be very good for them. So 5, I got Colorado.
Well, Philly got Caleb back. That's why they didn't score.
That isn't an improvement. At 5, yeah, Colorado jumping 5 spots with their win against Chicago.